We were lying on our backs, staring up at the night sky. My dad had cleared some land and pushed the brush up into a huge pile, and we were burning it. In the glow of the fire, we were lying on the ground on our backs, staring up at the night sky. Suddenly, a huge meteor streaked across the sky. Its brightness was far greater than that of the fire. We were not only surprised, we were filled with awe. Maybe that's how the shepherds felt that night that the angel appeared to them. Maybe they were standing around fires to keep warm as they watched over their sheep. And suddenly, the glory of the Lord shone around them. Luke records this account for us in the second chapter of his gospel. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." The angel had a glorious message of a humble birth. It told the shepherds that a Savior had been born to them, and that that Savior would be found wrapped in cloths and lying in a feed trough. The angel also said that that glorious message wasn't just for the shepherds, but it was for all people. That means it's for you. What do you look for in Christmas? Is Christmas just about getting together with family and friends, celebrating, sharing gifts? Or is it as it should be, about that glorious message of the humble birth? The humble birth of Jesus shows us that he came not to rule, but to serve. The humble birth of Jesus shows us that he came to bear our sins, to live and die, to take away our guilt, so that we can have the joy of knowing that our sins are forgiven and that one day we're going to be in heaven. That's where our attention should be this Christmas. So may you look at Christmas with new eyes, seeing this glorious message of a humble birth, and knowing that that message is for you. God grant you a truly blessed Christmas in the humble birth of Jesus. Amen.